Well, joining me live in the studio this morning is Chuck Rogers from Springfield Little Theater. He is directing their first show of the 2021-22 season, which is coming up exactly a week from tonight.
Good morning. Oh. Yes, sir, it is. I feel like we should have opened a month ago, though, with all the time we've been putting into it.
You've been putting in, you've had to put in a lot of time just to, because you were going to, when were you going to do this earlier?
We were originally going to do this show in June of 2019.
Or 2020, maybe.
Was it 2020?
Yeah. It hasn't been quite
that
long.
We were going to do it originally in right. June of 2020. It seems like 5 years ago.
I know it.
And then, due to the pandemic, we decided, well, we'll just postpone it to September of 2020. And everything, of course, will be all finished
all
and done.
All hunky and dory, yes.
So then we got to 2020, and we're like, nope, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So then we said, well, let's just put it off for a year. Well, over the last 15, 18 months, the show has gone from a simple little Springfield Little Theater June closer to this mega musical that is going to knock your boots off.
That's the whole point of the show, too,
that's right.
Isn't it? So the show opens on September the 10th, a week from tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. Show has gotten a lot of publicity and fame over the past several years. If people may not be familiar with it, tell us about what the show is about.
Basically, the show is about two people that meet, and through their love of a shoe and their love of how a shoe is designed and made, they celebrate diversity, they celebrate differences of opinions, they celebrate life, they celebrate be all that you can be and learn to love your fear. It's one of those terrific feel-good musicals. It's just a big old, full, heartfelt Broadway musical that has some great tunes and a wonderful story.
And lots of sparkles and stilettos.
Lots of sparkles and stilettos, yeah. We have 162 pairs of boots and shoes that have all been hand embellished and hand painted on. And,
oh, man.
And all that. We have like, oh my gosh, 200 and some costumes. The character of Lola, who is the leading character in the show, is a drag performer
right.
in the show. And that actor alone has 5 wigs and 11 costume changes.
Well, of course.
Of
you'd,
course.
You'd expect that, you know?
So much so, yeah. We just have created him a little dressing room backstage
just to,
so that he could just run off, change clothes real quick. He has 3 people change. It's crazy. It's
so
huge.
He is an entertainer and has an exciting idea for Charlie, who is a shoe factory owner struggling to save the family business.
That's correct. Charlie is the owner of the business, and his dad unexpectedly dies and leaves him the business, and it's basically going bankrupt. And so Charlie's looking for a way to save the factory, to save the workers that work there. So he accidentally meets Lola in a bar and decides they're going to make a boot that will hold up a man who is a female
impersonator.
Performer,
mm-hmm.
Impersonator.
Yeah.
Drag performer. And
right.
So the two of them join forces and figure out how to do it, yeah.
Well, speaking of joining forces, this show features something like 16 original songs by Cyndi Lauper. The
yep.
book is by Harvey Fierstein.
That's correct. It's true Cyndi Lauper, too. I mean, if you're a Cyndi Lauper fan, you're going to be singing all of these songs as you go out of the theater. It's incredible music. And, of course, Harvey Fierstein is a brilliant author and performer in his own right. Jerry Mitchell, who directed the original production on Broadway, a phenomenal director, just really understands human nature and all that. So
we've talked about how many boots there are. How many people are in the cast?
We've got 31.
That is a big show.
It's a big show, 31. And, I think that our goal was to come out of this this situation that we've all been in for the last 15 months and show Springfield that we are bigger and better than ever and that we have not been sitting on our heels. We've dove, if that's correct grammar, we have gotten back into it full swing.
Yeah.
The scenery is massive. The costume budget is massive. The boot budget, the wigs, yeah, the everything. It's just going to be a fun entertainment for you to come see and get out of your house. But wear your mask.
It's not absolutely required, but you are recommending that people wear masks.
We are. We're recommended that you wear your mask. We are going back to our normal reserve seating and we're doing all of the sanitation procedures and we're encouraging vaccinations. We're encouraging mask wearing. Our cast is 99%. Vaccinated, so that's amazing.
That's a great ratio to be at.
It is, and we all know that the Springfield Little Theater in our community is such a family, and you protect your family, and you work with the things. You may not like it all the time. You may not agree with all the rules, but just follow them, and we'll all have a great time.
And people will be able to sit elbow to elbow once again, basically.
Hopefully they'll be doing a lot of standing and clapping too.
There you
this
go.
Is one of those shows, yeah, where I saw the original production in previews in Chicago, and I'm sitting on first or second row of the balcony, and the finale of the first act literally gets you on your feet clapping and cheering. We have, I don't know how many of your viewers are familiar with the main gimmick that's in Kinky Boots scenically, and that is they dance on conveyor belts.
And
we have been working on our version of these conveyor belts for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so close. We are so close. We've got him working. We're still playing around with the speeds a little bit, but it's going to be exciting, I think, when audiences see what we can pull off.
How has your choreographer, Josh Inman, dealt with the dancers on conveyor belts?
Josh has done great. We have gotten some options and some different procedures in case something didn't work or whatever. So he's got terrific plans in mind in case something doesn't work. It's smartly thought out.
Kinky Boots, September 10th through the 26th, opening Springfield Little Theater's new season at the Landers, 311 East Walnut. Performances opening weekend will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 10th through the 12th, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2. And then there are two weekends of Thursday through Saturday runs, all at 7:30, and again two more Sundays at 2 o'clock. The 19th and the 26th, that is all at the Landers Theater. Tickets range from $26 to $34. The show, I guess you could say, is rated PG-13.
You could say PG-13. There's really not anything in it that makes it PG. It's really G. It's really, if you feel comfortable, you know, watching TV,
you'll feel comfortable this show,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
For ticket information, go to springfieldlittletheater.org. Season tickets are still available, but you can buy individual tickets as well, or you can call the box office at 869-1334. Anything else people need to know about this show?
Oh, it's a great cast. I want to talk about Brandon Looney really quick. Brandon Looney, who is a veteran of Springfield Little Theater that has been grown up with us ever since he was a little boy. About 10 years ago, he moved to New York, and he is making a very solid name for himself up in the big city. Mm. And he has graciously volunteered his time to come back and do the role of Lola in Kinky Boots, and just to come see Brandon. And his partner in crime in the show is Eli DePriest, who all of our audiences know. Eli last seen in All Shook Up a couple of years ago, and the two of them together are the most dynamic couple you will see in Springfield for the next month.
Who is Eli playing?
Well. Eli's Charlie
yeah,
and Brandon is Lola.
All right.
My gosh, just to hear him, just to hear him sing, and they're just great people to have around.
And it's going to be a major kickoff for the new season at Little Theater. Kinky Boots, September 10th through the 26th. Again, 869-1334 or go to springfieldlittletheater.org. Chuck Rogers, good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for supporting us, Randy.
All right. We're going to keep doing just that.